Oh, there we okay. Go.
You still trying to figure out how to turn this freaking thing on. This is, we're going to say Norman today, because that's really who I am, but it's actually sometimes I kind of pretend to be someone else just to kind of rather get some feathers going. What do you call it? Ruffle up? Yeah, ruffle up. Sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied today, because secretly I'm Dennis. But I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. I just sometimes put on a different guise.
I mean, yeah, that's what we were going to talk about today here.
Yeah.
Not only when the ancients speak, but hopefully this is going to be our blog talk radio, our next one in line. We've actually done quite a few, but we didn't really like the way they came out, per se. Not that it was bad information. It's just we're trying to figure out how to soften up our message a little bit. For those of you on Blog Talk with sensitive ears, you know, the snowflake types, the delicate ones. We're trying to figure out how to rephrase things. So here at When the Ancients Speak and Blog Talk Radio, we're going to do something a little different today. We're going to try and tell you exactly what's going on and things, but we're going to be nice about it. That's what we're going to try and see how that one goes today, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about goddamn time. Hey, everybody, this is Vlad for WhenTheAncientsSpeak.com. Like all the other lovely .coms out there, but except when you come to our site, you may actually learn something about the world that you're living in and that it's not what you thought it was. It's not an 80s sitcom going on anymore now, is it, people?
No. And unfortunately, we have all these satanic, demonic entities running around, running countries, gonna blow you up.
I'm gonna blow you up, gonna blow you yeah. up. Sorry, that's one of our favorite. Hey, Stephen A. Jones, pop it in. Again, everybody, talking on Blog Talk Radio today, and of course, if you like this kind of banter, if you love this kind of conversation, if you love just sort of being that fly on the wall so you can know what the hell is really going on in this world, then you can go ahead and tune in not only to WhenTheAncientsSpeak.com, but when you go to When the Ancients Speak, there will be on the main page right there for you, it says, click here to join the cutting room floor, completely free, and we have many more recordings like this where we try to get people understanding what the heck is really going on in their world today. Because your world is not what you think it is, baby, and it's the Truman Show on steroids, and we have oodles of proof of the things that we talk about. I, myself, am your favorite dead host. I am being channeled by an individual called Mr. Michael Kelly, and he is the fellow that allows me to come and talk. Now, I know you've been told that this kind of activity is bad, evil, and terrible and horrible. Well, I'm here to tell you that if religion held all the answers, we would all be sitting around holding arms and saying kumbaya and loving it all to death. Except what is going on now is really more the to death part. And as they are slowly wiping out humanity, and we've been screaming our heads off about this for years, but many of you out there have called us conspiracy theorists, crazies, insane, demonically possessed, take your pick. And I say, take a long look in the mirror, people. Who are the real demons here? Maybe it's not beings like us that are goodly beings that, just like you, have passed on to a higher dimension and are now basically looking over our shoulder and saying, you know, the water is rising up the stairs of the Titanic on everybody here. And we're trying to say, we got to come back to that rock someday and reincarnate back there. And we can't do it with idiots like all of y'all in charge right now, okay? I'm not talking the typical, average, decent, moral being that has been lied to since birth about abso-frickin-lutely everything. Everything you believe in the multiverse out there, in the non-terrestrials out there, we'll get into that too, because believe me, we've had lively discussions. And it's interesting to see the shock and awe on certain people's faces when we bring up little statistics like, were you aware that Bible that you cling to so desperately was actually written by Masonic Satanists? Boy, that doesn't settle well with some, yet we have all the proof of that.
And we're not telling you that you can't learn beautiful things from a book like that, or any religious book for that matter. We're not just picking on the Christians. You got to be careful with the Muslims, because they'll actually come draw knives and look for your ass if you start saying stuff about them. I'm saying maybe the Christians should be more like the Muslims. At least the Muslims are committed. You know what I mean? They really believe what they say. And I got to tell you, any religion, there's a great deal of truth in those books that we've been given. Of course they were used to enslave us. Of course parts of religion are good and wonderful and make you all tingly. That's so that you stick around for the show, right? Oh, my goodness. Aridil, your thoughts on this?
Well, you know what really has been a hard pill for some of these?
She's usually not at a loss for words.
No, but you know what's been a hard pill for these so-called spiritual truthers to swallow? Is that for years when they were trying to tell you there is no source, creator, or that you just need to call them source, they were wrong about that.
Yeah, we're thinking more like sauce. Right, but because she's from Australia, she says source, right? And it's like, hey, listen, a lot of these guru types are always telling you about source, God, creator, right? Did you guys ever get the whole 666 thing?
Well, there's
like
you.
Three compartments for three sixes, right? 666, source, God, creator. What do you think? What creator do you think they're talking about?
It's certainly not the one we know. But it's not just that they've been wrong on. They've been telling you that this was going to happen, that was going to happen. None of that's happened. And you know why? Because the one thing that they forgot in all of this is our divine creator.
And that's what they always forget. Hi, everybody. This is Matilda. I just was popping in today to just say hi to all my fans. Thank you very much. Yes, I run the cab company, so to speak. Yes, I got the double wands. Okay, everyone is just giving me a hard time about this. Let me tell you, you try and tame a bunch of strange, bizarre, neutral spirits and see what happens to you. I'm coming to give some real practical advice because many, many years ago, I was in a very large construction and manufacturing building, and I did a lot of things. Some of the biggest of the buildings that you've seen, for example, in New York City and other places like that, there were a lot of us that were around at the foundation of some of them, like the New York State Building, which, by the way, was made with very strange construction, I might add. Mm-hmm. It helps with the channeling effect, I might add.
Oh, yes, it's a nice little amplifier, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to point you to a movie called Ghostbusters, one of the original ones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm a lot like the chick with the glasses who sat there and complained all the time. That was my job, okay? Yeah, and let me tell you, working in a sterno pool, baby, you could find out a lot of stuff going on, okay? Well, I just wanted to say hello. We talked through Michael. I know some people think we're just absolutely insane, and I really don't care either at this point. Because let me tell you, people, this stuff is continuing to happen. You were supposed to talk to us. You were our relatives, our friends, and for a lot of years, at least the Chinese did that. They would honor their relatives, you know. They're like, oh, but you're worshiping, you know, dead people and stuff. No, they're not dead. They're alive. They just moved to another dimension.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
That's the only difference here. It's not something mystical. You don't got to sit around in a pair of shorts, you know, on some beach somewhere with one of those big, Mai Tai drinks and stuff with the long straw and the little, I love that little thing they put in it, the little pineapple and stuff. Oh, God, that's awful. I just wanted to tell you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Worry about Father. Father's the one that you're supposed to be focusing on. And, that's my two cents. I know I'm supposed to speak up, you know, this is Spirit Airwaves. Well, baby, you're listening to the Spirit, and we on the airwaves. So it's more like Spirit net waves, right, or something. I don't know how everything's all. It's like Father's wire now. They got it all. They got all this stuff down there, but they're still killing each other. My goodness, I want to come home some point. You know, I've been asked a few times, you know, we sit here in the fourth dimension, and we're going back and forth between fifth and fourth, and it's like, I can't get any help here. Okay, they're like, well, you got to wait, you know, they're having problems, it's all common. And I'm like, oh my goodness, these poor people on Terra, I listen all the time, the poor every deal goes through. It's terrible what's going on your planet.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of us up here, Okay, and we're just as connected, higher dimensional beings are higher dimensional beings, be it, you know, spirit or some of the higher vibrational beings that are what you would refer to as non-terrestrials. Many of them live on your planet. Okay, it's like Men in Black. Basically, that's it. They hide amongst you. They're all there. Many of them like living on Terra.
Yeah, they do. They've always been here in some form.
Yeah, they always have been, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And we've been hybrided status for thousands of years. Hybrids have lived amongst you from their experimentations and their cloning.
And it's just not something that they always bring up because they blend in so well with humanity.
Exactly.
And their offspring are told, listen, you're not human. Okay? You know all those television shows and series that you see, you know, Supernatural and all that kind of stuff? You know, where they discover somewhere along the line that there's some kind of hybrid. That they've been a hybrid. That it runs in their family. Well, there's a lot of bad hybrids out there.
A lot of bad hybrids.
A lot of bad hybrids. And not all of them are altogether evil. And there's a lot of good hybrids, too, that live on this planet. That if you met some of them, you would never forget meeting them. Because they are amongst some of the most elevated minds on our planet. I'm talking like yogis and monks and people that wield tremendous mental powers that grant them abilities to levitate and heal their own bodies and be able to submerge themselves underneath water for like 30 minutes and come back up. These things exist. And there goes our cat after.
Yeah.
She's hanging from one window there trying to grab the birds. So.
We have a big picture window in our living room. And we have a bird feeder on the other side with seed and stuff. And we've got all these birds coming.
Yeah, I mean, I love the window in the morning because the cat just sits there and glares at them. And, you know, when it's just too much for her, off she leaps. And, you know, it's like Teflon Kitty on the way down.
So we call her, we call this Bird TV.
Yeah, Bird TV.
Yeah.
24 hours of birds pissing you off. That's what they're doing, Bird TV.
So, sorry for the interruption, but we kind of get sidetracked sometimes.
That's why we put all this stuff either on the cutting room floor or it's going to go on Blog Talk Radio until people join the cutting room floor, right?
Yeah, we are starting to... I notice we're getting some people on Telegram, too. So thank you for the new people who have joined there.
Yeah, and once you join the cutting room floor, there's a link right above all the other links. And you can click on that. It takes you right to Telegram. If you have the desktop version, which you can do, by the way, you just got to give them their... You know, you got to turn over your phone number nowadays. You know, they hold you hostage by your cell phone. And they make it a requirement that pretty much everybody has to have a cell phone. And, you know, if you travel or something, you kind of need one, right?
Look,
we do. We put it in a sleeve, a special pocket when we travel, so that it doesn't, like, fry your brain. Don't ever put that damn phone to your head, okay? I'm telling you, man, that thing will fry your brain. You'll end up with some kind of tumor.
You know how we've been telling you about being aware of your surroundings, how to just observe people a little more and... You got to walk like a panther in between some of these obstructions in your way. The more you get to know about our Creator, the more you're going to have things thrown in your path.
But here's the thing. If you know how to walk...
If you know how to walk...
You even need to be aware of your surroundings. You need to be like a samurai where... Every move you make is calculated. You know exactly what you're going to do. You move slowly. We are... becoming true predators again. And many of us are transforming into whatever historical genetic database that we have.
Yeah.
We're beginning to experience that. Father has unlocked a lot of the restrictions on our genetics.
Yeah.
Now they're really, really scared.
Now that your genetics are kicking in, and I know they are, because I've been telling you guys for... quite some time now that things are changing in my body. I notice things, and I got a patch on my face now, brown patch,
like a Lyran.
I have a leopard spot
Lyran.
That's appeared in the last week on my face, and my eyes are pretty much yellow these days.
Yeah, I know. It's like, ooh, it's starting to look like a kitty.
It's starting to look like a kitty.
That's I told everyone a long time ago that she was a Kithi. And people said, I said, she's a Kithi. I told her she's a Kithi. You wouldn't believe me. No one listened. They laughed at me until they found out. Now she turned into a Kithi. She could be a Kithi. But then part Fae, too, so you're going to be a Kithi Fae.
Yeah.
I guess. I hope you're not going to be like one of those ones with ears and a tail. You know, I've seen those before.
No, how it works is if you use your X-Men powers, and I'm going to keep saying this, you can morph just like they do. You can transform into what other DNA has been emerging forth.
And you will also hold the form that you're most familiar with, which will be your original form, what you are right now, except that what's going to happen is you're going to appear more physically fit, more slender. Many of us are not going to be able to gain weight. Many of us won't need to eat for days at a time, and we'll be sustained by sunshine and water, just like the plants are. But we'll be able to eat to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to eat because it's a gift from Father, but we won't need to if we don't want to. People used to like wonder how the mystics could go sometimes up to a year without eating food. Now, typically that would not be the case because your body needs a certain amount of calories to work at a certain frequency, right? But the thing is, if you have a tap into a celestial manna that you can feed upon, the sunlight itself can sustain you. This is why they used to do sun salutations in the morning. The ancients did, because they would actually gain their morning energy from the sun. They would charge up like Superman by sitting in the sun for half an hour like a lizard on a rock.
Yes.
Okay. Why do you think they do that? It's not just to warm up. Well, sure, if you're cold-blooded, it'll help. Okay? And that's why reptilians love warm areas. But they feed upon the manna that Father has put there for them, and that is only accessible to beings that are in the process of loving and ascending in Father's grace. Then those gifts manifest.
See, the more you get to know Father, our Creator, the more you get to understand how our environment actually works. You know, Ryan came to an understanding recently, and we were pretty impressed that the ancient trees that were once here on Terra, long before the wars were on this planet, were able to produce living biomechanoid ships. And that's how a lot of your ancestors were able to leave.
They literally were the fruit of gigantic trees.
Yes.
That were the husks that were then hollowed out, some of which were designed to become a living bioship. And an example that I give you is Farscape.
Yes,
Farscape is a wonderful example as far as sci-fi entertainment, exactly what a living biomechanoid ship would be like. It would be like Moya.
How do you guys think that some of your ancestors now live on other planets like Femoria?
Right. And they're ships fae. Were living beings.
Yes.
Okay? Or gigantic pieces of fruit that were put out by super gigantic trees. And they could be programmed to grow certain things. You could actually grow a specific kind of ship based on a specific kind of genetic blueprint that you had that you would then ask the tree through Gaia to create, and it would. It worked with nature. Everything was in harmony. And you know that biochitinoid armor is among some of the most resilient and perfect armor that can reflect almost anything, especially in a fluidic universe, right? And fluidic space.
And that's because Gaia was a goddess who was given the direction from our Creator to create anything that she needed that was beautiful in this matrix that would help the children who lived here. She was given that gift. And Father just doesn't hand that out. But he saw that she was able to create these things, just like you putting things in the sandbox now. Once upon a time, Gaia put things in the sandbox. And Father looked at her and said, she can create beautiful things. So she created this matrix with Father, along with other divinities like Yaya, who says sometimes, she's not around at the moment. But anyway, I just want you to know that there were seeders here who all took part in creating
and when they
this
said
matrix.
Seeding things, they really meant it.
Yes.
In the form of programs
yes.
that would hack the matrix, in the form of physical seed that was grown within the matrix. You see, Father has more resources than just things that manifest in this galaxy. Okay, you have to remember, Father, think of Father as a living human programmer sitting outside of a computer that can do all kinds of other things around a computer, such as turn the power off, smash things. You know, what really the projected reality we exist in is a frequency that is maintained by very, very high level, sophisticated computational artificial intelligences that control everything.
Yeah.
And they can be manipulated, yeah. controlled, forced to shut down, forced to bend their will to people that know how to manipulate the matrix, like, for example, the reptilians.
Yeah. They use the technology to manipulate, whereas some of Father's eldest kids use their creative abilities at that time to create these matrixes. And when they had completed that cycle, Father looked at them and said, "That is beautiful. Look at what you've done." And these are how planets got names. Not because they were always demonic and dark, but because the original beings that helped Father in the universe were given that authority over certain matrixes to run them in a, well, on this planet, it was a freeboot.
Think of it this way. Imagine the whole world. And imagine individual businesses all over the world.
Yes.
With each business being its own matrix. Do you follow what we're saying? Each business has its own corporate culture.
Yes.
For example, one business might be IBM, right? Which, by the way, is a very bad bit. We'll get into that with the Germans and the extermination. Well, okay, sorry. But then you go to another business like, for example, Chick-fil-A. Okay, imagine all the information about these businesses are a world unto themselves. And that's what a matrix is. And everything in that world would react a certain way based on the tune of that matrix and the tone of that matrix.
Yes.
So right now the tune and tone are being changed. And the way that you do that is that you go in and you start disrupting all the spiritual energy flows that were being created by using darker magics that created a spellbound world, partially because of a need to control the entire matrix. So we have had basically ongoing war over now to determine who's going to run this matrix.
Yeah.
And that's what's being decided and determined now yes. with Father's help. Who is sitting outside of all this and saying, "All of you in there, you know I can erase you with a keystroke, right?"
Yeah, really.
I mean, that's how it is. And yet, imagine if you made a computer, and then all of a sudden it wants to turn against the creator of that computer, so it uses animated characters inside of a simulated world that it's running on its platform to figure out ways to penetrate into the real world to attack the programmer.
Like the Smiths in The Matrix.
Exactly.
And in The Matrix, there was a creator. There was an oracle.
An architect. We prefer that term for that movie because it's
and
perfect for
I want to mention, who was the oracle in The Matrix? Who did she represent? Have you guys figured that out yet?
Well, we know originally what the Wachowski brothers wanted it to represent. She represented everything from the old ways to the general knowledge of people to common sense to a way to interact between the matrix and its people and the machines.
The feminine energy. Connection.
And she also represented the feminine energy that
Gaia
was desperately of balance to the architect.
Yes.
That's what she
and
represented.
And the architect would come and have conversations with her.
Yeah.
And they would talk about the next cycle.
And notice
Did
they would
they
often
not?
Meet on a park bench in a specific area of
yes.
the matrix that the two of them found suitable because it put everything as far as a projective power at their fingertips. They were sitting in a park looking out at the water with ships going by and the city in the background.
Yes.
That was their spot that they came together to exchange their information.
It was their construct.
It was their construct.
You see, once you understand how this works, like This is how Father operates. He talks to some of these great, ancient, powerful beings and asks them, well, if we do this on your matrix, you know that there's going to be a repercussion or it will do this to your society. How do you wish to proceed? Because, you see, Father is a just creator in the sense that he will not intervene. He will allow the divine courts to make decisions because he created this, but he, having all of these different children, understand that some of the darker ones want this out of that creation. Some of the lighter beings want this, but he's trying to find a middle path where everybody's happy. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. But that's pretty much what's going on right now.
And a lot of time he will suspend his own authority on different matrixes because he doesn't want to destroy the concept of whatever that matrix that was created
yes.
was there for in the first place. So you got to kind of look at Father as this just super, super advanced programmer on one aspect. And on another aspect, he represents
this kindly, beautiful,
amazing
loving.
Powers of
yeah.
because that's what he is. He's in some ways, he's like an old wise tinkerer. Right?
Where
he's this almost Mad Hatter-like character, but not that, but very, very focused and very intelligent. And he loves creation, the very aspect of it, putting his hands in the dirt. He's made entire planets simply so he could walk on them and enjoy the day.
Do you know he's appeared to some people as a chimney sweep?
Yeah.
In the 18th century, a chimney sweep.
Or as a dignified older man that looks like the
yes.
KFC guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who, by the way, I think was female.
Only much more handsome than that. Honestly, his face is longer, almost elvish looking with bright blue eyes. So he can appear in any form, in any avatar that he chooses to talk with you. If he feels that there are some things that you would just... you're going there and you're putting stuff in that sandbox, creative ideas, our creator will look at that and go, wow.
It's kind of like
that's
having
a pretty cool idea.
It's kind of like having a kindly and loving teacher checking your homework
yeah.
all the time and giving you a couple of stars on the I love you wall that you have on your refrigerator,
yes.
right? As a kid, you remember
yes.
that? You used to get stars on sometimes
yeah.
your parents would do that to encourage
uh-huh.
you. Back when parents actually cared about, you know, raising the next generation of people and not that they're all going to be spoiled brats and screaming and yelling and out there throwing bricks like Antifa. Of course, many of them are not even real human
they're
beings.
Mankind.
They're mankind.
And that's what we were going to discuss quickly, was the difference between mankind and human.
Yes, see, here on When the Ancients Speak and also Blog Talk Radio and The Cutting Room Floor, you get an earful. Okay, we don't hold back. We have conversations like this all the time.
Yeah.
And we discuss everything under the sun and the way that Father looks at things. Not just how we look at it, but you have to look at it from Father's perspective if you want to know why things are happening the way they're happening right now.
Right. And if it's too much for you to understand, then maybe you're just not ready to...
You might not be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to do the kinder, nicer things. Where we're trying to say to people beforehand, we're like, you know what? We really don't care. If people aren't awake now, they're probably not going to be awake ever. But then again, I mean, these are fellow human beings, some of them. Most of them are not. They're only partially human. But that doesn't mean they can't evolve because Father has determined that if you truly wish to evolve, you will have the ability to do so because Father wants to save as many of his bright and beautiful children that he can. And he will even gift you with a full soul if you're willing to play along. Okay, there are beings that have earned souls from Father because they said absolutely positively, I will serve the light. I will not serve darkness. I will not commit an evil act. I'm going to do everything I can to help my fellow compatriots, buddies, fellow souls, whatever you want to call them. We all need to be doing those things if we can. Now, granted, there are some people that are just too far gone.
Yeah.
And you can't help them right now, and that's okay. They'll be back. They'll get another shot at this.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to reincarnate right back on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of you are not. Many of you are going to be taken in your living form right now to a higher dimension, which will be on this planet.
You're not leaving the planet, people. Everyone's just looking up. Well, some of you might leave. We did warn you not to go at the first culling when they come and say, hey, we got spaceships. Come on, load them up. We're going to heal you all up and take you to places
that's coming
in
soon.
The galaxy. Oh, that's definitely coming.
Very soon.
And many people will fall for that. Yep. Do not fall for it.
When the first call comes, and we have been saying
and
this.
We're calling it not call, call, C-U-L-L. When the first calling comes.
Don't go.
Stand back. Kind of like in the Immortals. Remember that? That lady was like telling that guy, when the first whatever is going to happen, stand firm, stand back. You know, you see this guy standing here, and this big wave comes over him, and this boat tips over and protects him. You know, that was pretty cool, the Immortals, by the way. I like that.
Yeah, and I want to point that out, too. I mean, these were the gods that came here.
These were the gods.
We told you guys about 6 years ago that there was less than, you know, we saw 27%. Of the population, 28% of the population 6 years ago.
Yeah, and now they're saying 20. They're saying 25.
Now they're saying 25. And I got to tell you, people are in shock about it. But we weren't, you see, we were suppressed because they wouldn't let you know these things. So they wouldn't get our message out. They wouldn't share it with you because they were terrified that when you found out these things later on.
But here's the thing. Those of us that are left on this planet.
Some of us still know these things.
Those of us that are left on this planet, or those of us, part of my friends, some that have reincarnated on this planet just because they got tired of waiting. Because we knew that they were going to wake up the fastest. So the new wave of starseeds that are hitting the world now, I mean, like by the time they're 8 or 9 or even 10, they're really starting to figure things out, like just like that. Many of them are having spontaneous memories where they go, Mommy, Mommy, I used to live over here in Worcester, Massachusetts. And when I was there, I was a CEO, the head of this company, and I was a guy. Yeah. And now I'm a girl. What happened, Mom? What happened? I think I died. I think I used to be that person. This kind of stuff is starting to happen everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. And if you have a child like that, you as a parent, how are you supposed to handle that?
That's a good question.
How do you handle that?
Hi, everybody. This is Evan. I see every day the results of good parenting and bad parenting. Because in essence, Aridil, others like her, have been our parents now and have taken a whole new race and guided us into the bright lights in the big city, so to speak, of our birthright and the things that are about to happen. In this quadrant of the galaxy alone are stunning. What's going on in your world is breathtaking. You are going to see the entire world change, all of you. And I mean over the next couple of years, you're going to see all these things. Hey, what is about to happen on Terra, and thank you, I did hear that. What is about to happen on Terra is going to be the most breathtaking transformation within a few years. You are going to all be upon the golden path of humanity. And that we're very happy because, you know what? Some of us want our grandmother back. Some of us want our friends back.
Oh, darling.
Some of us want our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, and our fellow friends back. That they're gone. That's what it seems like because you're separated by an eternity. But it's not really that different. On the higher dimensions, it's very much like it is right now on your world. But it's nicer. The mood is better. People don't hate each other. We get along. Things are going really well out here. For example, in Fomoria, things are going incredibly well. Yeah. But that's how it's supposed to be when you're living prosperity for everyone and not just a small select group of evil beings that want to rape, torture, kill, and do horrible things, especially to children. That will not be tolerated. Father has had enough of that.
Our world on Fomoria is completely different. It's the inverted version of what's here.
And if you can't see that even in your imagination, then perhaps you are have a stronger alliance with or genetic propensity for being mankind and not being part of humanity.
That's what I've come to understand over the last few years, is that those who mocked and rebuked others when they tried to tell you the truth were not human. They were mankind, because humans want to know where they came from. They want to learn more. They want to listen. They want to understand. They don't mock. They don't make fun of it because it feels right. That's what we keep saying. Trust your gut instincts. If it feels right to what we're saying to you, that's the difference between being a human and mankind.
And that's the difference when you tune into Blog Talk Radio to hear Spirit Airwaves. And that's the difference when you engage your brain instead of your emotions. Because right now we need a whole generation of stoics. What happened to the men of this generation? They're all trying to become females. Yeah. And the females are all trying to become men. Don't you all feel so stupid? You're being duped. You're being controlled. They're all lies to destroy society so they can harvest the remnants, keep the few of us that are going to survive all this, and this includes the higher dimensions where I'm from. And we're here to tell you people, it's time to freaking wake up. We're sorry. I don't care if you don't believe this. You need to hear it. You need to listen to it. It's all coming. Do you know in your heart, mind, and soul, and gut that something bad is going on in this world, and you're not really paying attention now, are you? Well, you better start waking up soon, people, because here it comes. And Stephen A. Jones will be right there to guide you and others. And, of course, we at Spirit Airwaves love discussing this kind of stuff with you. And, again, if you want to hear more, please stop by whentheancientspeak.com, a mostly secure site. We say that because it is, of course, secure. But with anything in this world and on the internet, everything is hackable, including your brain. So pay attention, and we'll be tuning in again real soon. Blessings to all of you. Love and light.
Hey, you turn that off for us now, and can you send us a copy of that?